From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I am Nigel Payne.
This week, Nigel and listeners, it is National Apprenticeships Week, running from the 3rd to the 9th of February. And we thought it'd be a good opportunity just to have a little riff on apprenticeships, didn't we, Nigel?
We did, and I think that's a really good idea. We should acknowledge it, and there's some interesting stuff going on. And probably a lot of it underwater as well. It's not well known, apart from the people who are involved. And if we can give it a little bit of a bit of publicity and a little bit of a hike, I think that would be a very good thing to do. So, Martin, what is the week mean? What's involved in the week?
Well, it's got a theme, and I think I'm just looking at the apprenticeships page of the gov.uk website. So there's lots of stuff on that, which if you're working in L&D, you're probably aware of already. But the theme is looking beyond, and they sort of spell out what that might mean. But I think the thing here is... Well, the main theme is looking beyond, and then it says the government is encouraging employers to support our making impact theme by hosting events in the workplace over the course of the week with parent panels, workplace tours, apprentice and manager Q&As and presentations. So I think it's kind of looking beyond and there's making impact. So that's slightly confusing. But I think the idea is that looking beyond is, I think, the concept of celebrating what apprenticeships bring to the workplace. And I think you talked about the stuff that's under the surface. And I think that one of those things that is under the surface, but not for those employers that are running apprenticeship programs, is diversity of the workforce. Programs are great for bringing in people who wouldn't otherwise be in the organisation. And I think that this, and once they're in there and they realise that this is such a great sort of learning experience and pathway for getting on in their job and their career. But once they start talking to others about that, then others really think, actually, that sounds really good. It means I get to learn, especially with degree apprenticeships, I get a qualification. I'm also being paid here. And there's another thing here that's also really interesting is that the nature of apprenticeships means that apprentices work across lots of business functions within the organisation. So not only are they a diverse set of people, they're kind of helping diversify the workforce, they are also helping break down silos within organisations. Now, I'm not sure that employers that don't have apprenticeship programs are aware of some of these benefits. And these are the things that we talk about all the time. It's like, how can organizations, you know, work more collaboratively across business departments? Well, we've got apprentices that are doing it. You know, so
yes.
In terms of that below the surface stuff, I think there's some quite interesting positive impacts that, you know, you might not be aware of.
It's also true that the variety is staggering, that people seem to have locked in their heads, who are not involved, some very reductive model of what an apprentice is. And essentially, if you haven't got your sleeves rolled up and your fingernails ground to the core, then that's not an apprenticeship. And that's also completely untrue. Now, I was just glancing through apprenticeships right near where I am now. Data entry apprentice, sales support and recruitment apprentice, business administrator apprentice, library information and archive services apprenticeship, HR apprenticeship. So, you know, this is a wide variety. And I think you're absolutely right. What it does is it allows a company at no risk, because it doesn't cost them anything. It allows a company to take on people who have potential or may have potential and test out that potential. And if those people live up to expectations, they then have a permanent job going forward. If they don't, they have some skills and qualifications that they can use to get other jobs. So to me, Martin, it just seems like an incredible win-win, paid for by a levy, which if you don't claim that money, just simply witters away back to the government. And why would you not want to take advantage of it? Plus, you don't do it on your own. You work in partnership with providers who will input, you know, do a lot of the admin for you and a lot of the specific skill development for you. So I think we should be celebrating Apprentice Week. It's a kind of unsung success story in a way that could be an awful lot more successful if more people bothered to find out about it and took the first steps.
So I think the levy is underused. And
yes.
It's 3 years old this April. And I think the government set a target of 3 million apprenticeships by this time, you know, by April 2020, but it's by 2020. And I think we're off that target. But the government is really keen to support it. And I think what's interesting is we talk about, you know, what is a good learning experience, and you realise that apprentices wrap it all up, don't they? It's all about putting stuff into practice. So it's all, most of it's on the job. Plus, there is specific off the job, you know, learning time. So it's a lovely mix of all the things.
It is.
Everyone in learning development says this is what ideally it should look like. This is what learning should look like. It's happening in an apprenticeship program.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And I think, you know, my last point, say, looking beyond, my area of interest here is what impact does that thinking and experience have on what L&D delivers currently? So if you're running apprenticeship programs, you're probably looking at something that is highly effective. So what does that mean if you're running other programs that you know aren't effective, but they're not apprenticeship programs? So I think there's a lot
I think
learn.
So. There is a lot to learn. I think the key missing element from many, many programs that is baked into an apprenticeship is reflection. You do stuff and then you learn about what you're doing, the theory. You reflect on what you're doing in order to do better and so on. So you grow and learn through doing and through reflection.
Yeah.
And that's a fundamentally efficient and effective way of learning. So, Martin, we're putting thumbs up for apprentices and apprenticeships. And let's celebrate all the hundreds of thousands of people going through apprenticeship programs.
Yeah, absolutely. That was great to chat, Nigel.
Many thanks, Martin. Always good to talk. From scratch.